Hi, what's up? Are you ready for some like intense gay panic over this woman? Fletcher stopped by. Talk about her new album, In Search of the Antidote. And let me just say, like, things got unhinged really quick. Maybe also because we had some shots, like, right at the beginning that literally translate to fucking in German. So y'all enjoy.
Queer gehört mit Savannah. Dein queerer Lieblingspodcast über Sexualität, Mental Health und Popkultur mit queeren Superstars.
So, consensually.
Would you want to fuck?
So that it's okay. it's
ficken.
So this is called ficken.
Yeah.
And this is
willst du ficken?
Uh-huh.
Would be like, do you wanna fuck?
Willst du ficken?
Yeah. Perfect.
Willst du ficken?
So we're just gonna
Wanna taste this. That's a little dangerous because you can't really it's kinda sneaky.
I know.
It sneaks up on
you.
I
don't handle alcohol well also.
So how are you gonna feel after this? What's this interview about to be like?
I don't know.
A little freaky?
Yeah, unhinged.
Let's
unhinged
go.
Vibes, you know what I mean? Okay, first of all, how are you today?
I'm so good. I'm so happy to be here. I feel like you and I always have like a wild conversation.
Yeah.
So I'm a little nervous. I don't know what's going to come out. I don't know what's going to come out of my
Same.
Mouth.
I don't know.
Who knows where this is going
to
go?
I'm down for anything. But I forgot to introduce you. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody in between, let me give you the moment. The legend, the icon, the myth, the queer goddess that she is, actress, activist, international pop star, the girl of her dreams. It's Fletcher, everybody.
Wow, what an introduction that was. The myth, the man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah. So how do you like Berlin? You've been here since like a couple of days.
Yeah, I've been here a couple of days. Yeah, it's never enough time. I feel like I always just have to be in and out, but...
Yeah.
I love it here.
We got lots to talk about, I feel like, because like since the last time you were here, so much has happened. Like you make queer history with like Miley Cyrus. You've also had your acting debut on The L Word. You got a new album coming up.
Uh-huh.
So what do you want to talk about first? Should we talk about music first?
Should we pick up like where we left off or should we go into like the music that's coming?
I don't know where we left off actually.
I don't know either. There's a lot's gone down.
Yeah. Tell me about your new album first.
My new album.
Yeah.
My new album is called In Search of the Antidote, which I'm so excited about. I took a bit of time off last year and was just recovering from a lot of different health things. And the music really helped me find my way back to myself. And it's just an exploration of love and all of its infinite manifestations and just feeling like every depth of every emotion, whether that be like anger or being horny or resentment or regret or like joy, happiness, elation, like all the things. And that has been, yeah, like really getting to just be like so in touch with myself and my emotions and my feelings has been such an antidote for me over this last year. And I'm so excited for people to hear it.
Same. I was lucky enough to like listen to some music like last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's my favorite album of yours so far.
It's mine too.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I say that about every single time I put out music.
You do,
I'm like, it's the best music I've, it's the most me I've ever been.
Yeah.
But I truly, like, it really is, it is my favorite body of work of mine, my favorite album. Yeah.
My favorite song on it is Joyride because it's like core lesbian dating.
100%. Like things just escalating so quickly. It being so intense.
Exactly.
It's so sapphic. It's giving like U-Haul.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm the U-Haul type.
You are the U-Haul type. Mm-hmm. Didn't you just get married?
Yeah, I did. Last year.
Yeah.
Last year. And it was like, we moved in like
right away,
basically two dates in, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's Joyride.
And like, but what's your favorite track on it? You said Crush yesterday.
It depends. Like, it so depends what mood I'm in. Like, there's a song for everything. There's a song, like, the track one of the album is Maybe I Am. And it's this, like, reclaiming of all the things that I read about myself on the internet and all the ways that I kind of, like...
What do you read about yourself on the internet?
That
what does it say?
I mean, the chorus is, you say that I'm a crazy bitch, I'm sick, okay. I'm permanently numb, yeah. that I'm a narcissist, as if I haven't heard that one. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, you know, it's a song about reflecting on all the ways in which I recognize that, like, I've blown my life up in different ways. It's like about being like setting a match, setting a flame to my life mm-hmm. in certain ways, and all the ways that was like self-sabotage in some capacity, and then other ways that it was, you know, I feel like there's also an element of that that's important to like getting to know yourself and getting yeah. to know like the truth of who you are. And it's how you learn and you evolve and you grow. But it's a song about me being like, maybe I am. Like, what if I was all those things?
Mm. Like, what era are we in right now?
What era are we in right now?
Yeah.
I think that this album is the most healed I've ever been and the most chaotic I've ever been.
Okay. Crazy combo.
Yeah. I think there's a combination of the two. Two things can be true.
True.
There's this element of like all of it kind of existing. I think there is a, you know, I think that is always the space that I will exist in some capacity, because it's how you get to know yourself more deeply. It's like finding Fletcher has been this evolution over time that continues to just unfold. And I get to discover it always through music, like music. My songs reveal things to me about me that I was like, oh, I didn't really realize I was like feeling that today. But versus me, like the song sort of, there's this like relationship where, yeah, I get to find myself through the songs that I write.
In what way is like the new album different to like your previous work? What would you say?
I mean, the through line always is the storytelling. There's always a sense of like my heart on my sleeve, like oversharing. Kind of feels like a diary entry. Mm-hmm. So I think the through line is me. That's always there. But I think sonically this album feels really different. It feels like an evolution in just the different textures, and my live show influences so much of the way that I created this album. Mm-hmm. Like watching when I go play these shows and play for fans, like what they react to and what things, you know, the way songs come to life when I'm on stage. I wanted to bring a lot of those elements into this record. Mm-hmm. And then just even from the perspective of the songwriting, it's a bit more reflective. Like it's a bit more reflective from like an evolved space, like looking back on the last few years of my life, the way things unfolded, what I would change, what I wouldn't, the lessons, the self-discovery, and the ultimate, just coming home and coming a little closer to like the truth of who you are.
Mm. Are there any differences between you as a person, like as Carrie, compared to Fletcher? Like, is there anything different about the character?
Oh my God, so much, so much, so much. But like, yeah, that just all the ways that Carrie is this like deeply sensitive Pisces. It like so emotional, all of the things, really sensitive. And then like Fletcher is like my Gemini moon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like Fletcher is the Gemini moon. It's like my Venus in Aries. It's the side that just like puts on, you know, it's like at times it's like this superhero version that allows me to like step into this bigness and confidence. And, but also then the carry of it all has been like, what's all that projection going on? And yeah, learning to like integrate those parts and weave those parts and find the healthy bits of Fletcher, you know, and the healthy bits of Carrie and let them like coexist. And that's what like In Search of the Antidote is. That is what that album is.
You're big on astrology, I feel like.
I am, yeah.
What do you think about me as a Libra?
You're a Libra?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a Libra rising. Libras are lovely. I mean, it's all about like balance and just and fairness.
Fishing for compliments here. Go on.
You
know,
and you just like Libras are like often really beautiful. Oh. And so you are stunning. And yeah, just
thank
like
you.
It's people probably find it really easy to talk to you, and you kind of like work, you know, you're like good in a social setting, and yeah, Libras are great.
Love
I like
that.
Libras.
Continue. I'm going to listen to this whenever I'm having a bad day.
Pick me up.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, theme switch. What's an antidote for heartbreak to you?
It could be anything. I mean, I think it's not just like there's so many things, you know, there's being with your friends and being around people that uplift you and support you and that feel good to be around. There is, I don't know, if you need to go like hook up with a hottie, then maybe you need to hook up with a hottie. But also allowing yourself to like, not putting band-aids on it, like feel the depth of what it is, feel the depth of like the loss and the pain and recognizing that. And it's just an invitation to like, and a reminder like that you're alive. Like I feel like it's about the slight reframe of all the ways that it's like, oh, this hurts so much. Like what a reminder that I'm a human and how cool that I get to feel the like depths, the pain, the grief of this. And also like the fun, the joy, the excitement of life. And I think being able to have the perspective of like, and also knowing like you're going to love again, like you're lovable and you're going to love again.
You actually guided us through meditation yesterday. I was lucky enough to attend. Are you going to like be able to like do sessions? Can I book you sometime?
Or for private, how did that private one-on-ones?
No, but like how did that actually happen? How that, did that come to your mind? Like doing meditation also guiding. That's a different thing.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, just it's been a really big part of my journey over the last year, really, is just connecting with my body. You know, I was like touring so much and I just got really run down and I needed to reconnect to myself and to who I was and like the why of like why I started making music in the first place and why I love it so much and love getting to be on the road and just like reconnecting to that. And being able to do meditation was like such a big part of it. And I wanted to bring a little piece of that, you know, I did to my fans. And so we did a little like guided meditation and breath work together yesterday, you know, and I played them a song from the album and reminded them that it's like, we can be in meditation and we can also be still chaotic at the same time.
Yeah, true. How has meditation shaped the relationship with yourself and also maybe your surroundings? Because like listening to you talk yesterday made it seem like you're so at peace with yourself and have like such a healthy relationship with yourself, which is like so admirable.
Yeah, I do. But that is something that is like constantly evolving. And that is something that took like deep reflection over this last year and looking at all the ways that like in the past I may have behaved or acted or said things or done things in a way that like felt out of alignment with like the truth of who I am, and realizing those things and realizing the ways in which I want to do better and be better and be doing better, you know? And so I don't want to come across as me having it all figured out. Like I have the answers, because I don't. But I do feel like this music has given me the time and space and silence, callback to a lyric, to truly, reflect and understand at least a little bit more of all the ways in which like radically loving yourself can shift so much for your life. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
How do you handle like pressure on social media? Because I feel like in the media industry, it's really hard to not compare yourself to others, like in any type of way.
Yeah, totally. It's hard. Mm-hmm. We live in a world and we live in a society where we're constantly being inundated with like information and inundated with, you know, different people doing different things. And we kind of hold ourselves to these certain standards of like where we should be and the time that we should get there, and really learning to like scale back and figuring out like who you are outside of all of that noise, like outside of societal expectations of like, what is it that truly moves you? Like, what is it that truly moves you outside of all of it? And getting in touch with that, you know, I think is like, has been such an antidote for me. If you like took it all away, you know, take away all the drama, take away all the craziness, like what am, and I did, that's what happened. And then I was like sitting in all of that. I was at like one of my peak moments, like had just gotten off stage with Miley Cyrus on New Year's Eve. And I played Becky So Hot on that stage. And, but then just having to like sit with all of the chaos that had ensued during that time. And then doing some like deep reflection on it of like, ooh, that didn't feel good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so like the growth that has come from that moment.
Pretend that I'm your vision board. Like, what do you envision without pressure for the next 5 years? Like, what do you want to accomplish? Is there something specific?
You know, I think there was a time in my life where I had said, where I was like, I want this by this time. And I like set myself out to have all these like specific deadlines of when I thought things were going to happen by. And then I just continuously found that. And of course, like it's incredible to have to hold yourself to a certain standard and to have expectations. Yeah. But I've been kind of like reframing my relationship to goals a bit too. It's like, I've been thinking more about what is it that I want to feel versus what is it that I will I have hoped to have done? Mm-hmm. Like, what is it that I want to feel? What like energy do I want to curate in my life? And I want to feel like free. I want to feel at peace. I want to feel in love. Mm-hmm. I want to feel like I just get to keep creating and yeah, like to be making music and whatever, like, I don't know who I'm going to be in 5 years. I'm like constantly evolving and constantly changing. Like, who knows? I could like, I can make a full career change if I want to. Who's to say?
What are you most proud of in your career so far? What would you say? What was like the peak moment for yourself? Not only on the outside, but like for yourself.
For me on the inside, what was the peak moment for me? Truthfully, I think getting to perform on New Year's Eve with Miley, who is an artist that I have loved and admired for so long. Mm-hmm. And that just felt like to do it on live television. And it was to sing her song together. We sang Midnight Sky.
I know, I've seen it. Don't act like I didn't see it.
I think that was a moment for me that felt like, whoa, that was like top five life moments to just be lifted up by an artist who you just adore so much.
How was your acting debut on The L Word like for you? Because it's like such an iconic show. I mean, every queer has probably seen it.
I think the most unhinged part of it was like that I wasn't really acting. Like
were just yourself.
I just was me. I was playing the role of Fletcher. And then there was all this chaos ensuing on the show.
Yeah.
And people are like falling in the pool. And
yeah, I love that.
All this relationship drama. Mm. And it definitely gave me an acting itch though. Like I loved being on set and I just loved the feeling of it, the energy of it. Like, and it was such an incredible cast and crew that I just got to. Yeah. And I was like really nervous and Ari was there and she was like helping, she was like kind of like guiding me through, like giving me little tips and I just was like it was great. I want to do it. Cute. more acting.
Yeah,
call me casting agents.
Manifesting this. Since this is a queer show, I would like to dive into queerness if it's fine with you.
Like, of course.
How would you say your queerness has shaped you? The woman that you are today.
I mean, my queerness has shaped me in so many ways because it is the lens through which I have experienced life. Mm-hmm. And like knowing that I was queer from a young age and growing up and just like loving women. And it also, my relationship to my queerness and to sexuality like always evolves and it's always evolving. And I feel like I'm at this place in it in my life that just feels like really free, like really free. And my queerness has like, it's given me that permission because I feel this openness. Like I feel this openness to love. I feel this openness to other humans, like to connection. And yeah, it's definitely like, and all of my music has been about queer relationships and like loving women. It's given me like my art and my and my viewpoint, which always can, you know, that viewpoint is always open to change. Mm. It's always, but it's been my experience thus far. And so I wanted to share that because I know I needed to hear all those things when I was little.
Yeah.
So if I did, then I felt like someone else might have needed to too.
Mm. There's a saying that your first queer heartbreak like hurts the most. And
yeah.
if you manage to bounce back from that shit, literally nobody can stop you. Like, how did you bounce back? In what ways?
My first heartbreak was so horrible. Like, I still, and it's funny, like there's a song on my album called Crush, which I, once you start to grow up and you start to experience like healthy love, or, you know, you learn all the ways in which you are like healing from relationships, mm-hmm. but still there being this feeling of like missing that like passion or that sort of, it was like the toxicity of like a relationship that is like that. I mean, at least my first relationship was just, yeah, it was like, it was just devastating and it was intense. And there was just so much about it that was on both sides, you know? Mm. But it's a song about like missing the sort of chaos of that era of my life. And it's like that fine line of where pain meets pleasure and pleasure meets pain and that like relationship between the two. So yeah, the first heartbreak is like, it truly cuts the deepest. Yeah. And how do you recover from it? It's like you do time and more experience, and you learn more about yourself, and you go to therapy, and you spend time like doing the things that you love, and you heal, like you find that healing, but it takes time, which everyone hates that answer. I have always hated that answer. It's like time heals all wounds, but like,
it does.
It does.
Yeah. Ugh, it I does. Get that. I get that.
It's annoying.
Do you still identify with the term queer, or has that changed in any way?
Yeah, I think I will, but queer is like, to me, is just this, it is this like openness to life, to all things, like to people, to humans, to energy. It's always been about that for me.
Yeah.
And so, yes, at the essence of what I do always will like always be queer.
Love that. Your fans ask me to ask you what your kinks are.
Would you like to go first? I'm trying to see the level of.
Hang on. One of mine would be like spitting in each other's mouth. I think that's so hot.
That's so hot. I also have a side. I would agree with that.
Good.
I have a bit of just like a massage kink.
Okay.
Like the idea of like a massage, like an innocent massage, which is, you know, not really innocent.
Yeah.
That is like, that's a thing. I have a few, but I feel like that's what I'll share today.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Talking about smashing.
Literally the headline's going to be like, Fletcher loves massage porn.
Oopsie. Talking about smashing, last time you were here, we played Smash or Pass.
We did play Smash or Pass.
So I think it's only fair that we're going to reboot today and do like part two.
Okay, let's go for it.
First up, I think this one is obvious, but Miley Cyrus.
Oh, smash for days.
So I would love for you to talk about more about the performance and performing with an icon that is Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Like, did you rehearse that performance, or was it like intuition? Was it like spontaneous?
It was, we had like ran the song and like did rehearsals for it, but
yeah.
Yeah. The magic of the performance just was what it was in that moment, because it just the movements or anything, like none of that was rehearsed. It was just
cool.
Yeah, it was just how it was. And Slay. She's like, she's the greatest.
Slay.
Yeah.
You're still in contact then?
Yeah, I adore Miley. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
She's a really special human to me. Awesome. She's finally getting her flowers.
Yeah.
So stoked to see you.
Yeah, true.
Grammy win.
Next one is also kind of obvious, but I feel like I need to reverse roles, because like last time Renee Rapp was here, I asked her if she wanted to smash her or pass you.
She smashed me.
Yes, of course.
So I'm smashing baby back.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
But last time she was here, she talked about you guys working together.
Yeah.
So where's that?
We got in the studio. We wrote a song. Not every song that like everybody writes is like something that's gonna be released. But yeah. we'll do something together.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I know it.
I'm here for it.
So
okay,
stay tuned.
I gotta bring in the Germans now.
Okay,
the Germans. We have a show called Princess Charming, and it's basically like The Bachelor, but like with queer women. And so this was last year's princess, and. Would you smash? Her name is Madeleine.
Let me catch a vibe for Madeleine. Wow, okay, these cowboy boots are giving.
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. Smash.
Smash.
Yeah.
Okay, smash. Cool.
Give me a call, Madeleine.
Love that. I think she'll pass out when she sees this. Okay, next up I got a German soccer player. Her name is Zara.
I have a thing for soccer players.
You do?
Yeah. Oh. I really have a thing for soccer. I don't know what it is about soccer, but it's
so
like...
So smash.
Smash.
Okay.
Yeah, and the tattoos, I'm in trouble.
Giving.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smash.
Nice. That was it.
Like, wow, 4 out of 4.
Yeah, I love that.
I'm single, guys. Call me.
I want to talk about the tour a little bit, because you're coming back in April. Like, what can you expect? Can you... Lead us on a little.
Can I lead you on?
Yes.
Well, I'm about to go to have rehearsals in a few days.
Oh, cool.
So I got some things up my sleeve, some tricks up my sleeve, but I just am, yeah, still fleshing out like how I want it to feel and how I want it to look. And I just am so excited to be able to bring like both all the worlds, because I didn't get to come and tour Girl of My Dreams.
The best of both worlds.
So I would like to bring the best of both worlds to this tour. That's
nice. I'm so excited. What's the craziest shit that has ever happened to you during a live show? Was there like any specific incident, maybe a proposal?
There has been many proposals. I've had people come on stage and do proposals.
Mm-hmm.
I have had... massive sex toys thrown at the stage, like a huge dildo. I've signed like many, like titties. Thousands of titties at this point. Some butts.
Butts too.
Yeah, I've signed some butts. I don't know. It's like anything, kind of anything goes, but I feel like those are sort of crazy.
Yeah, they are.
Proposals and dildos.
They are. Okay, listen, I'm like so excited for you to come back in April. And I thought to kind of like wrap this up, because last time you were here, I actually taught you some German. So for this time, and for you to be prepared once you come back, I'm just going to give you German words and you're just going to have to guess their meaning. So what do you think a Flitzpieper is?
Flitzpieper?
Mm-hmm. Oh, your pronunciation is so good.
A little penis?
No. No. No.
Flitzpieper?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. These words sound crazy. Is it dirty?
No, it's not. No.
Okay. Flitzpieper.
Yeah.
A flashlight.
No.
A little... Why does it feel like it's little? Pippa's little.
Yeah, well, it's little. It's a little child that gets like dumb ideas.
A little child that gets dumb ideas.
Yeah. A Flitzpieper. You're such a Flitzpieper, you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Next up, we got Kuddelmuddel. What do you think a Kuddelmuddel is?
Oh, a Kuddelmuddel. A little slutty cuddle session.
No.
That sounds like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you want to come over and cuddle-muddle?
I have a cuddle-muddle.
It's like Netflix
Slay.
And it's like Netflix and chill, but it's like
Netflix and cuddle-muddle.
Yeah, it's yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Cuddle-muddle. I don't know. It feels like, yeah, it feels a little frisky, but it's definitely not by the look on your face right now.
Well, I think I would translate it to a hot mess. It's just a hot mess.
Cuddle-muddle.
What do you think a schnapsidee is?
A schnapsidee.
Mm-hmm.
Like a cat nap.
What's a cat nap?
Like a quick nap.
Oh, no.
Schnapsidee.
Should I tell you?
Tell me.
It's like a bad idea you get when you're drunk.
Wow. Also have... I did write a song called Undrunk. A lover being a bad idea. So I can relate. Okay, a bad idea. Schnapsidee. Yeah.
What do you think a Klatschmaul is?
A Klatschmaul?
Klatschmaul.
Klatschmole.
Yeah.
like a snitch. Like someone who's like sneaky or someone who's like a rat.
Yeah.
Like telling your business.
Actually, yeah.
Really?
It's like a big mouth talker, like somebody who gossips and you can't tell secrets to. Because they're like gonna spill everything.
Wow.
That was the last one, actually. Wow.
Let's okay. One of them.
Okay. Slay. Slay queen. Okay. I got like one more question to like wrap this up completely. And it's really kind of deep. Like, if I gave you 60 seconds to share anything with the world, what would you want to share?
I mean, honestly, I just feel like this is the theme of like my record and my album is just the world is like hurting in so many ways right now. And there's like so much pain and there's so much separation. And I would just with the whole point of this record was like me like feeling like my heart and feeling my emotions. And I don't know. I think the world, like if more people were like living from the space of their heart and living from their truth and like opening, you know, our eyes to like each of us have a perspective and each of us have a truth. And if that was like a message that I was leaving anybody with, it's to just like feel your feelings and to be kind to humans. We don't know the battles that people are navigating in their life. And yeah, just living with more love, like the world is in such a desperation for it and such a need for it. And I'm craving it more than ever. And I know like collectively we all are. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that would be my 60-second message.
You're so cute. I can. Thank you so much.
Queer gehört mit Savannah. Dein queerer Lieblingspodcast über Sexualität, Mental Health und Popkultur mit queeren Superstars.